WKAP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Some insight into the gunman who killed 9 people last week in an Oregon classroom. A law enforcement official says the 26-year-old Army dropout ranted about not having a girlfriend in a manifesto left behind for authorities. The official says in that multi-page document recovered last week, Christopher Harper Mercer also complained that others around him thought he was crazy. Harper Mercer committed suicide when officers arrived on the scene. Although Umpqua Community College in Roseburg is not scheduled to reopen until next Monday, some members of the faculty, staff, and students, one of whom was wounded, returned today. Student Joel Mitchell says it was hard not to focus on Snyder Hall, where the killings occurred.
None of us knew where all this events took place until we got out. So when we got back, I think a lot of people were probably, looking at it, checking it out, seeing what it looked like.
The death toll in the storm-drenched Carolinas has now risen to 12. All but 3 of the weather-related deaths occurred in South Carolina, where Governor Nikki Haley is urging folks to stay indoors unless ordered to evacuate.
I can't stress enough that this is not a fun event. We don't want to have to come out and rescue, and much worse, we don't want to have you added to this number of fatalities.
Based on an oil sheen and debris found near the Bahamas, the Coast Guard believes a U.S. container ship sank in 15,000 feet of water during Hurricane Joaquin last week.
We covered 70,000 square nautical miles yesterday looking for the El Faro. So based on all of that, for our search planning efforts, we are assuming that the vessel has sank.
Captain Mark Fedor says one body in a survival suit has been recovered. 28 Americans were on board the ship along with 5 Polish crew members. This is AP Radio News. General Mills is recalling 1.8 million boxes of 2 of its most popular breakfast cereals.
General Mills says the boxes that are affected were labeled gluten-free but actually contain wheat. The recalled cereals were produced at a plant in Lodi, California and have a plant code LD. The recall affects Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios that were made in July and have better if used by dates of July 2016. General Mills says wheat flour was inadvertently used in a gluten-free oat flour system. It says customers who cannot eat wheat should contact the company for a replacement box or full refund. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
One of the biggest publishers in the U.S. apologized today for calling slaves brought to America workers in a geography textbook used widely in Texas. The wording went unnoticed during the state's combative and politically charged classroom curriculum reviews. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.